We're going to get our last match of the night here started down on mat number 5. It's going to be Mason Kohler of Glenwood going up against Quentin Polking of Carroll. Kohler 49-1. Polking 44-2. Defending state champ here is Kohler, the 1 seed going up against the 4 seed, going for a slide by upper body here for Polking. Very lengthy 215 pounder here. Kohler looking to go inside, possibly an inside trip here. Got a big time Greco background here. Now he tried to go down to a snatch single leg, still staying on their feet. Minute 40 left here. Kohler trying to bring pressure in here forward. Minute 35 left here in this first period. So bringing in, has an underhook here onto the right side. Polking trying to be able to keep his distance. Slide by attempt here from Kohler. So wrestling in here tight. Now goes down to a snatch single leg and gets himself here. A takedown for 3. Nice job there from Kohler. Gets himself a slide by down to a snatch single and gets himself a takedown here for 3. And now leads her 3-0 with a 5 left here in this first period. Kohler again wrestling tough on top. Still rolling in a wrist here on the left side. 52 seconds left here. 3-0 lead here for Kohler. Chop and jam here again. 46 seconds left here. Polking trying to be able to get to his feet. Kohler still riding tough here on top, and they're going to go out of bounds onto the far right side of the mat. They're going to go back to the center. 39 seconds left. Kohler leads here 3-0. Polking will get set. Kohler now will cover. Chop and jam here on the left side here for Kohler. Trying to be able to roll in a wrist here. Now gets in on a head lever. Goes down to an ankle, trying to push through here. Gets himself down flat here. Is Polking. Kohler with a cross face here on the right side. 22 seconds left here. Now goes again back to a head lever here. Kohler in good control. 15 seconds left here in this first period. Again, 3-0 lead. Still staying on this arm here as Kohler now has an arm bar locked up here, trying to be able to run this through with 8 seconds left here on Polking, trying to be able to cut the corner here, settle the hips, 5 seconds left. Kohler looking to be able to get the fall here. 1 second, time's going to go out. 4 near fall. Kohler is going to lead now here 7-0, and here's going to come the flip. It's going to be Polking's choice. Polking's going to defer. Kohler's going to go on bottom. Kohler lead again, 7-0. Kohler gets set. Polking will cover. Goes to a bear claw right here on top. Kohler trying to be able to stand up and roll through here. Kohler's able to get up, get himself to his feet, and now leads here 8-0 with a minute 50 left here in this second period. Underhook here on the left side for Kohler. Snap and go behind there from Kohler. Still trying to be able to work his way around. Polking trying to stay on his leg, and Kohler gets himself here a takedown for 3. Now leads here 11-0. Trying to pin the arm back here of Polking. Kohler trying to be able to work and scoop the head here. Now goes to a power half. Almost looking to keep this leg and trying to be able to scoop forward here. Got to be able to watch the knee there. Knee's kind of in a bad spot. Nobody can really see it. Now a bow and arrow cradle here. Kohler's able to turn it straight through. Needs to be able to readjust here. He's got a tight waist here on the left side. Minute 08 left. Now puts in a Turk. Has Polking onto his back. Going to get some more swipes. Regardless, it's either a fall or it's going to be a tech. And it's going to be a tech fall. And Kohler, oh, it's going to be 3. They're only going to give 3 near fall, which is interesting.
Now wrestling on mat number 4.
Polking, they stopped the match. I don't really know what's going on here. They stopped the match for some reason while Kohler has him on his back. Leads here 14-0, 59 seconds left. Going to go another chop and jam down to a head lever. Should have just been 4 near fall, but they didn't call it. If he gets one more turn here, it's definitely over. There's going to be a 1 count. Kohler trying to be able to slip the arm back through here. 14-0 lead here. Front hand and arm position here. Kohler now trying to be able to suck back and get himself in more again on a turn. Now pushes the arm back here of Polking. Trying to be able to work his way through. He just gets a cheap tilt and it's over. It's going to be a stall warning here on Polking. Now goes to an armbar on the left side. Kohler trying to be able to run this through here. Going to get a couple, going to get some near fall here for sure. Trying to be able to settle the hips now. 20 seconds left. Kohler just trying to be able to settle down through. Regardless, Kohler's going to win this one. Kohler's going to keep him flat here. This will just be some extra bonus points. 9 seconds left. And right there is going to be the fall for Kohler. And Kohler will get back to the finals. Trying to defend his title is Mason Kohler. And they'll have two finalists here for Glenwood. Let's give a little recap of today, too, as well. Your fifth-round consolation, Cochran, ended up winning by fall. And he's going to move on to the con semis. And then you're going to have Joseph Vlake in a semifinal match. Just wrestled tough all the way through and ends up getting a 10-8 victory. And he has himself a trip to the finals as well. Just a freshman there is like McGargill of Shenandoah wins by fall over Uriah Fry of Clark. He's going to move on to the con semis. And Mason Kohler of Glenwood wins his semifinal match. And he's going to head on to the finals to defend his title. And then Drake Boothie of Glenwood ends up winning by fall over Gavin Holt of Carroll. We'll have a couple matches for you tomorrow, and we will have final matches as well tomorrow night. We'll start at around 9 a.m., 10 o'clock tomorrow. Thanks again to Allie, Melanie, Aaron at the studios today, and Lori for helping us out to be able to get these matches on air for everybody. That's going to do it for me today from the Iowa High School Boys State Wrestling Tournament at the Casey Center.